Monday you can buy, yeah. Not coming.
I know, but
it's worse than
getting
it.
5-1
is coming.
Why do you even think that you can buy it?
I know, what are you yelling at me for? Yell at your wife. That's on the recording, by the way.
No, you serious?
Yeah, I just started the recording. And the first words are, yell at your wife.
Why would you think that?
Tuesday, at one point, it becomes a Suffolk. And once it's a Suffolk, it's mutter. So I don't know what their turnover is. In Baltimore, a Heisman finds out the exact turnover in every store, and he posts, at this point you can eat this, and at this point you can eat this.
On each object?
No. The general turnover of a store.
No, but some people
should
do longer than others.
They, it's right on Rabbi Shetra, but it's a big Shiloh. Can a store who sells the chametz and then it's open on Pesach, is the mechira a good mechira? So Rabbi Shetra's mechadish, it is, and they're stealing from the guy when they sell. So they're having Geneva. They sold their chametz, and they're stealing from the guy. Others are saying, obviously, they didn't mean much of the mechira.
Right, the
that's the Shiloh. My shoulder doesn't make a charade. It's a valid mechira. They go through the kinyanim. They made a valid mechira. They're selling things, so they're going to have them.
You can't sell the profits for that. Them.
Again, you're selling the guy's cereal, not your cereal. How can you sell it? Then you need agent from a guy. Since when does the guy see a thing? You're giving him the profits of that cereal? And don't tell me that when the guy gives it back a Maitzi Yamtav, retroactively it was yours. It better not be yours retroactively, because then it's Chametz and Pesach.
Are you sure Jewish?
Yeah, okay, we are in Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. Anybody here?
Someone did buy it. I didn't know. What did they do with that?
Again, you say Mecha Ramesh's Mechira, you can use it. Again, Ramesh is a fine man. Ramesh is a Chashuiyin. He's a God Lador. I mean, we say Mecha a lot of things Ramesh says.
Who's his main... adversary.
There's no adversaries in Halacha.
No.
Chas v'shalom.
I don't know
who argues with him.
Not even one person?
I don't
Yaakov?
Know names, I said.
Yaakov?
I don't know. I can't answer you. I don't know.
Ruderman?
Yeah, for the third time, I don't know. Somebody told me I should learn Gemara and stop dashing. Don't think Gemara back. The Nei Tikkun Island, we're starting on Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, two dots, about 10 lines in. Last word of the line is Mipnei. So it said that Rav Gamliel HaZaken made a takana that you can't be mevatuit in front of Bezin. You have to be mevatuit either in front of the shliach or in front of the woman before she receives the get. What was going wrong that Rav Gamliel HaZaken stepped in and said no? Rav Yechanan says what we're worried about is that she's gonna think that she's gonna receive the get after the guy was mevatuit. She won't know that he was mevatuit. He was mevatuit in New York, and she lives in Indonesia. And she got the get, not knowing that in New York he went to a bezin and was mevatuit, right? And she's gonna get married, and she's gonna have children, and those children are gonna be mamzerim because he was mevatuit not in front of her, or not in front of the shliach. And we wanna avoid that. Rishlakish says, no, we're not worried about that. What we're worried about is that the bitul will be done, and therefore she's not going to be divorced. This is not an iguna that doesn't know her status. This is an iguna that knows she's not divorced, Pashat and Rashi, and she's going to be not divorced and not living with her husband. We don't like women to be alone, not having a husband with them, and at the same time not having the option to find another husband. Because she'll hear about the bittul. We want to make the bittul difficult. We want the husband to have to find the shliach or find her. That way he won't be mevatel. We don't like him being mevatel because it leaves her alone without a husband present and at the same time not divorced. That's how Rashi learns takonas igunas. The Rashba learns an added thing, which Rashi doesn't bring, and that is that some woman was from, and I don't mean in a bad way, will say, how do I know my husband wasn't mevatel to the get? So when she receives the get, she's going to say, I'm not sure he wasn't mevatel to it. So she's not going to want to get married because she's going to feel maybe she's not divorced. So we don't want a woman saying there, maybe I shouldn't. We want women to know their status. The Rashba adds that to Rashi. I no question. Zuck the Gemara by her. The Gemara is going to explain. Let the Gemara do its thing first. No, there's nothing to ask yet. Rav Nachman. The reason he's worried about Mamzerim is because he holds Rav Nachman. The Amad Mifneshnayim, they trade less blue color. Okay? In the Sechtas Baba Basra, we learned that you make a machot, the news spreads. The Gemara there says, news spreads when it's done in front of three. When it's done in front of two, there's no guarantee that the news spreads. So here, he was Maicha in New York, and she's in Indonesia. Now, if he would need three to be Maicha, then the news would spread. She would hear about it in Indonesia, and if he was Mevatel, she'd know about it, and she wouldn't get married. However, since he's only Mevatel in front of two, Rav Nachman said, and two is good enough, so therefore, Rav Nachman says, we're afraid of Mamzerim. She might not find out. Two don't spread news. There's a law called apatlasa, that three, if you do something in front of three, inevitably it spreads. In front of two, there's no such halacha. Therefore, Rabbi Yechon is worried about Mamzerim. And Ubei trey less lukala. And two, there's no kail. V'hiloi shama, and she didn't hear about it. V'hiloi goliyada. V'azla mintu v'vikim Mamzerim. Rish Lakish says, that's not a fear. Amar b'nei takana sigunas. Savalakar of Sheish is Amar b'nei gimel. He holds that conversation that says Bittul has to be in front of three. So she will find out. Beit Rasa Islu Kala, Vishama Vyada, Veloy Mintzava, she won't get married. Therefore, Takana Siguna Sudeika, we're not worried about Mamzerus, she will find out. Problem is, she'll be alone, no husband present, and not divorced. So Rabbi Yechon is worried about Mamzerus because he's afraid that the Bittul will take place and she won't find out about it. So then she'll get married, she'll get the get, she won't know the bit will happen, she'll get married and have Mamzerim. Rish Lakish says that's not a problem. He'll do it in front of three, and if he does it in front of three, it spreads. So she will find out about the bittul. But the poor lady won't have a husband and won't be divorced. We don't want that.
I don't get
that's
it.
The Machlokes Rish Lakish.
I don't get it. Let's say a person has a wife has a husband, a traveling salesman. He goes away for 39 days at a time, okay? Is she allowed to get married during those times?
Absolutely not.
Okay, so, wait, what do you mean? Takazagunos?
What?
What happened here? She knows that she's not divorced, right?
Correct.
So, she's alone now. She's divorced. There wasn't a divorce, and her husband's away. So she's by herself. Well, that's what a traveling salesman is.
I know, but this is a long-term traveling salesman. She doesn't want to be in such a relationship.
I don't get it.
No.
That's not what happened here. Again, she's theoretically married. We don't know if he's playing with her. He might have changed his mind and not want to divorce her.
I mean, he wants to take her back.
Yeah. But the Maitza, she's living in Indonesia and he's living in New York. It's not for a healthy marriage.
I don't get it. It has nothing to do with this at all. You're trying to give over a base. It has nothing to do with that.
Yes, it does.
I also have the proof. What does that do with it? That person is away from you. It's 6 months out of
you're right. It's an iguna. It is.
Is that halak like that? Person.
That what? What do you want that halak to be?
I want to know what the halak is. I got to rough. Listen, I'm a traveling salesman. I go 6 months out of the year away. Okay? Am I allowed to take the job or not?
Honestly, without his wife's permission, he can't take the job. That's halacha. Without his wife's permission, he's not allowed to take the job. He's mechuyev b'nayna. He's mechuyev to spend time with her. It's his wife, for crying out loud. Can't just take a job and disappear. She can give him permission. She can say no. It's a different kind of iguna. Take a look at Tysus' first line of Shama Vyada. I forgot to bedin le mitzvah. It's not an iguna. It's really, she's not divorced. chashiv igun. It's still considered igun. Marriage. Can't get married. She's a married person. The answer is, a woman that's not with her husband, that's alone, is in a sad shape. It's a different kind of iguna. But you're right. If a guy wants to go away from home for a year and say, I'll be back in a year, his wife can say no. Now, she's limited in what she can do if he leaves anyway. But she's in a guna.
Yeah, but
he left her alone.
Rebbe's story, that you may bring a story, but the Indonesia thing was a story. It could have been away, let's say, Chicago. He's in.
Again, if he's not coming home on a regular basis.
Well, why isn't he coming home on a regular basis?
I don't know, but this is he sending her again, right? We're afraid.
Because the Shalit happened to be going there. So
we're happy again. The assumption is that if he's sending a get, it's in a distance that he doesn't usually travel himself. So he did, he'd give the get himself. The answer is, he's not in the same area as his wife. So he decides to divorce her, and then he decides not to divorce her, which is fine. But the Maisa, this lady's alone. Honestly, Rabbi Cohn, I think, I don't mean it in a bad way now. I have all my respect for you, but I think you're not giving chashivas to the obligation of a husband to spend time with his
but
wife.
That has nothing to do with voiding, not voiding.
Yes, it does. It's not right for a woman to be alone without a husband.
But
not fair to her.
It has nothing to do, because she hears it.
There is no chash mamzeris. All the hearing does.
I know. What I'm saying is, it has nothing to do with the typical voiding the get. It doesn't. It's irrelevant. Even if you win, nothing to do with.
Again,
we
want this woman divorced.
We do.
Yes. Because we don't want a woman alone without a husband. Not fair to her. What? Right. We had this in Chavav Amud Beis. What? Right. Exactly. Right. We don't want women alone. It's not fair to them. Frank Tyson. So why doesn't Rabbi Yechonah just make it, if he's worried about Mamzeres, so there's a simple solution. Say Bittul has to be in front of three. The only reason there's a fear of Mamzeres is that he's doing Bittul in front of two. That's why she won't find out. She might get married. He'll be a Mamzer. Fektaitis will make it Takana, they should do it in front of three.
That's not the problem.
And Fektaitis, Rabbi Yechonah agrees to the Igunas. He's saying there's a worse problem than Igunas. But you're right. The solution of three wouldn't be a solution anyway because he's worried about Igunos also. He's just saying we have a bigger problem than Igunos. We have a problem Mamzeres also because Bittul can be in front of two. Correct. But the solution of three wouldn't be a solution anyway.
Lady comes and her husband's dead. Someone tells her he's dead. She has to go check, right?
Right. She got a get.
Yeah, so there's no
she gets a get. Why should she check it? Rashi. Zuck Rashi. Takanas mamzerim klamishli mamzerim b'Yisrael. Mifneshnayim ay mevat lekaitim takana. Before him gamlios takana, Bittul used to be doing in front of two. Ubein trey les bu kalam. Layada the batle, but Azla Mintzvah, she went and got married. Takanas Igunas who the Ikka, that's Rechi Leilich Leachrab, that way he'll have to go after the Shliach. Eilish Shliach Shliach, or to send another Shliach. Ula Yitrach Makalela, Bishul Leachna. He's not going to do that. He'll let her get divorced, finished. Not worth his time. Okay. That is the Machlaikas, Rabbi Yechanan, and Rish Lakish. Well, what the reason of Rabbi Gamliel's Takana is. Now, Tana Rabbana. But by Mevutul Divrei Rebbe, Reb Shimon Gamliel Leimer Eina Yachul Leilavatler V'Lavahist of Tanoi, Shem Kei Ma'akayach Bez Yavah. And here we have a machlokes between Rebbe and his father. Now this is, remember, this is a historic history lesson. This is the second Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, who is a great-grandson of Rav Gamliel HaZaken. So Rav Gamliel HaZaken made this takana. Generations later, there was a machloikas between a father and a son. The great-grandson of Rav Gamliel HaZaken and his great-great-grandson. Shimon Gamliel and his son Rebbe. The question is, what if the guy went in front of three people? I'll pick three. It could be two according to Rabbi Yechonon. Let's just pick three to avoid issues. He went in front of three people and he was mevatalim. He broke the takana of Rav Gamliel. Rav Gamliel HaZaken said, bittul has to be done in front of the person or said the shliach. He went and did connect Rav Gamliel HaZaken's takana. Rav Gamliel HaZaken said, don't do this. He did it. Right? Now what happens now? Is the get a good get or not? Is the shlichus a good shlichus or not? He didn't listen to Rav Gamliel HaZaken. Rav Gamliel HaZaken said, do not do this. It's not fair. Either because of Mamzerus or because of Igunas. This guy went and did it anyway. He went in front of Bethan, he announced on being Mavato by guest. You're not allowed to do it. I did it. Is the Bittul a good Bittul? Now remember, biblically it is. If you're going to say it's not a good Bittul, then you're playing with a Deraisa. Because with Deraisa, it's not a get. And if you say it's not Mavato, you're saying, oh, she is married. But she's not. She's divorced. Her husband might be a kayin. So what's the halacha? Tana Rabbanan Batlay Mavutl, Tibre Rebbe. Rebbe says, it works. Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken said, don't do it. But he can't stop it from working. It works. The guy's a Rasha. The guy's a bad person. Don't buy him after Yaina. But she's not divorced. And in case of Rosh Lakish, no problem. It's only she'll be a Niguna. And if we're going to be a, we got a problem with Mamzerus on our hands. But this is life. Just like before the Takan of Rav Gamliel. If Shimon Gamliel Leimer, no. Any Yachal Loi Levatloi, but Loi Lehoisev Al Tanoi. Why did he say that? Shimkei Makayach Bezen Yafa. Because if not, what you're doing is you're saying the Takan of Rav Gamliel is really not worth anything. Basically, you've just neutralized Rav Gamliel HaZaken's takana. He made a takana, and anybody can violate it and get away with it. So what did Rav Gamliel HaZaken's power mean? What does this takana accomplish? Fracta Gemara mi'ikimidid him at the rice of Batul, Gita, v'shimakayach bezin yofa shirina nechitis li'alma. The bottom line is, she's not divorced. The bottom line is, biblically, she's not divorced. The get is not a good get, the shlichus is not a good shlichus, whatever way you want to learn. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says, she's divorced. Excuse me. She's an anxious ish. How's she divorced? Biblically speaking, he removed the shlichus. The get that's given is an invalid get. Invalid transfer of a get. And now comes along, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, doesn't make a difference what he did, the get is a good get. Hello? She's an anxious ish, biblically. How does he remove the biblical anxious ish? We hear his problem. He's got a big problem. He feels that if you're not going to do it, you just made Rav Gamliel HaZaken Sakana worthless. I got his problem. But what do? And for the Gemara, in called the Mekadesh, Adai to Rabbanon Mekadesh, Vavkino Rabbanon LeKedusha Minei. Rabbanon can make it that he was never married. The get is not a good get. But she was never married. So for practical purposes, she's good to go.
Even if it's negative, he wants to stay married.
Yet, we can't have him violate the Takana of Rav Gamliel. If he violates the Takana of Rav Gamliel, we have to stand up for that Takana. We moved the Kedusha, he was never married to her. She's not a Grusha. Frech the Gemara. Okay, we'll leave that at the next Gemara alone. Frech Rashi.
Rabbi.
Catch up with Rashi.
Rabbi, can I ask a question?
Sure.
Why isn't this a question on every single Takana that is not exactly consistent with Deraisa? With every Takana that is designed by the Rabbanim to protect or to do this or do that.
Usually, takanas are a chumrah. Usually, biblically, it works, and the Rabbanim come along and said, we have to act stricter. Like, let's say biblically she's not divorced, biblically she is divorced, and Rabbanim came along and said, we're not letting the divorce work, she can't marry anybody else. That would be fine. We have no problem that the takana ends up being a chumrah. This takana ends up being a kula.
Yeah,
we're letting a married woman get married to somebody else.
But why should that make a difference?
Other way. She's not a married woman, and we're still not letting her get married.
I understand, but if I could just say that when these takanas are made, they're generally made for the good of the society in the opinion of the Rabbanim, one way or the other.
Range of the Rabbanim's ability. They can't take a woman, well, the Gemara's answer is they can, but theoretically they can't take a get that doesn't work and say, well, now she's divorced. Where is the get?
My question, I think, is just on a larger point. The Torah gives the Rabbanim the ability to do things to protect the society that are not exactly deraisa, whether it's a chumrah or a tefillah.
Not when it's a leniency. They can't override a deraisa to be lenient. They can only stricter.
Okay, but we did it here. We're doing it here.
Well, that's the question. What's the mechanism? So the answer is, everybody that marries a woman says, Hariat Mukadeshli Batabazu Kedas Maisha Yisrael. So they're saying, we are leaving it up to the Rabbanah to decide whether our marriage is valid. And therefore the Rabbanah can come along. This is the way Rashi explains it. We're going to get to a different point in a minute. This is the way Rashi explains it, that therefore he made, a lot of Rishonim explain it, he made his condition dependent on whether the Rabbanah like it or not. And they can decide at any point that they no longer like the Kedushin, and therefore retroactively pull the plug. Now, I will point out that Harvey is right, according to Tysus and Yavamas. I'm just going to spend 2 minutes on this. I don't want to get off the subject. In Yavamas, we had a similar situation. Biblically, you need two Adam to tell a woman that her husband died. Came along to Rabbanon, and they were worried about Iguna, and they said, we rely on one witness with her investigation. So there it is in Machlokes Rishonim also. Rashi says that one witness and her investigation counts as two witnesses. So the Rabbanon didn't uproot biblical law. They said, this is as good as a biblical law. Tysus says there that the Rabbanah, under extreme circumstances, when they decide to do it, could invalidate a biblical law, even Lakula. And that's how Tysus understands removing Kedushin. But the Rabbanah didn't want to go head-on with the biblical law, so they said, we will remove the Kedushin. How you remove Kedushin? We have the power to do things. Rashi doesn't learn that way. Other Rishonim don't learn that way. They learned that the Rabbanon have the power because the person gave them the power when he said the words, Kedas Maisha Yisrael. It's, I said, I'm marrying this woman if the Rabbanon are on my side. And Tysus says, Rabbanon have a power even to go lenient against the Torah under certain circumstances. But instead of going confronting the Torah and say, it is a good get, when the Torah says it's not a good get, they just pull the plug on the marriage. Most Rishonim don't learn like Tysus. They learn that they have no power to go lenient against the tyrant. Zakti Gemarat, Adaita Drabana Mekadesh. Sorry, I didn't get that far. Mevutal again. Batloy Laka Tekadesh Gemarat Nebezim. Mevutal Laka Gavta Avra Tekanta Batl Shluchus. That works. Vahisa Baltanoi. Vahisa Bashum Tanai. There was a condition. Makoyak Bezish Tekadesh Gemarat Yofim. The Rambu Taylor, my days then. If you can overrule it, if you can get around Rabbi Gamliel, what did he accomplish? The Midrash about the Gita Shalei Bal Yada. But that Bittus Hashliach Miyashluch of the Gershon never got to her. He was Mavato it. A Daita Rabbanon Kaddish. Let's listen to Rashi. Liyos Kedushin Cholin Kedas Moshev Yisrael. He wants the Kedushin to work under the rules of Moses and Israel. Shenhigu Chachma Yisrael. Barhei Mamrum Shavkiu Kol Kedushin Shemisrael De Get Kazeh. They say we are removing the Kedusha through this kind of a get. Hilkich Paki Shamanat Kain Kipsha, because he put that into the Kedusha. Every man that marries a woman is saying, I am doing this if the Rabbanon agree. What? They're born out of wedlock. Nothing's wrong. Nothing's wrong. Trek Tysus Akasha. An Aishasish is Mizana. She has kids. They are Mamzerim. Let the husband send the get. Be Mavato the get. We pass Gungam Shimon Gamliel. Let it be Mavato the get. I think we pass Gungam Shimon Gamliel. Right. We passkin, it's Mavato, not a rabba. We passkin. We don't pass the Rav Shimon Gamliel. But according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, let the husband send the get. And be mevatel the get. Shloi b'fnei, but not in front of a bezin. Retroactively, she won't be married. She wasn't the son, and the kids aren't mamzerim. Why not? So, Taisa says, you're kind of a terrorist. He said Rav Gamliel would not try to make a takana to allow women to go be mazana in that mamzerim. That's not what his intention was. Therefore, in that case, there wouldn't be mafkia kedusha. But this becomes a major discussion in the achrayim. Can a person do this? Not so simple, Taisa's answer. Some want to hold that you can do this, and it takes off Mamzerus. The big tumult about writing them over the years, is that a way to remove Mamzerus? In the case of a married woman that had a relationship, can we pull this and therefore make the kids not Mamzerus? It's a big tumult in the Chaos and Chuvas and the Responsa, but I'm not posking the Shiloh, just the Pesach asked the Kasha. It's a very simple answer. And by the way, the woman wouldn't get killed either. She's chayiv, she was warned. She's chayiv chedek. Let him write a get. Let him be mevatel. She's not an agency. She's not chayiv chedek.
What's the downside? Why shouldn't
it? Because then she's going to roll around. There's nothing to stop her from being mezana.
Nevertheless, you can't, so it
might
work.
So the shaila is that Shimon Gamliel did what this put. Would the Rabbanim be mafkia kedushin to save a woman who's mazana from death?
In other words, every patient has to be mafkia.
Well, yes, it's all put into the system. Did they put that into the system when they wrote the program? I love computer language; it makes things easier. When they wrote the program, did the program say that we'd be mafkia kedushin in that case also? Or does the program say, no, we won't be Mavkiya Kedushin? And once it's in the program, it works automatically.
Within each case, they have Shulzer?
They wrote the program.
That way.
If they don't have to think about every case,
right.
The program is there. How did they write the program?
The date, is one opinion because of his niece, right? He's married his
right.
Same idea. Why would we put a date there? It's not so she won't have.
My point
is, why am I
saying? Okay, fine, you're right.
In our case, they are
mafia. They just were mafia.
So, can a Cohen marry a woman in a mafia? Plus, she was always a psula. In other words, someone married her from the distance.
Only a Cohen Gadol can't marry a psula. A Kayan can marry an Amana. Only a Kayan Gadol has to marry a Psula. A regular Kayan does not have to marry a Psula.
No, but there's a divorced woman.
She's not divorced. She never was married. Yeah.
I meant Cohen got older. That's another Nafkia. Is she married Cohen now?
No, they're Nafkia and Kedusha. She's not a Grusha. I'm wondering if there's a thing called Reach again here.
I thought about
that. I'm glad you thought about it. We mamas, great minds think alike.
No, Rebbe, please don't. It's not Rebbe what you've been drinking. Well, I'm just trying to have the same thing, meaning there's a little bit like of a...
It's a Reach again. That's the question. That's what Rabbi Cohen wants to say. I don't know.
We had cases
that Rabbanon say that even though it's a possible get, we don't let him marry a kayan because it has a fragrance of a get. That was the case when he wrote a get to his one wife, the other wife, there was the Shiloh there back in the Chum Gimel of the Bay.
How about they threw a get? And it wasn't, it also had a case of
that? I remember. Whatever the case was, there's a concept called Reach HaGet. So what Rav Cohen wants to say is that maybe over here would be a Reach HaGet. I don't know.
What happened
to you? Dr. Gemara. Tinach, the Kiddush, I'm going to read it to Ravashi. Tinach, the Kiddush V'Katzba. This works if you use money for Kedushin. So we can see the Rabbanan coming along and saying, that money... Hefker, Benson, Hefker, it wasn't the guy's, we took it away from him, or it's not hers. We can invalidate the Kedushin by pulling the money and saying the money is not his, and it's not hers, or whatever way they want to do it. With money, you can play around. Can you please let me finish? Cut this in Kedush Tzubas, the same Gemara. Kaddish Bebiya, Mayikilim Eimer. Would the Rabbanan do this? Here is a guy that married a woman, and he did it by having a relationship with her, right? They'd come along and say, oh, that Kedushin wasn't a Kedushin. We'll make it as nuts. Would they do that? That's the Gemara, yeah. They would do this. Now, the truth is, the question is not as strong as it sounds. Because even if he did the Kedushin with money, bottom line is he lived with her for the last 10 years. So he did have many a relationship. He was married to her and he had relationship, and now by pulling the plug of the Kedushin, we made all those relationships nuts. But the answer is, we didn't directly go to a relationship and say, this is nuts. It's a byproduct. If he's Mekadosh Mabia, we have to directly say it was his nuts. Would they do that? Yes, they would. Yes. Correct. He has to tell Adam, I'm going to live with her L'shem Kedushin. They go to Yichud room and they go...
Where did Rebbe see that the Gemara was talking about only that? All cases are gay, right?
The Gemara says, Kaddish B'Katzma, we understand. Kaddish B'Biyah Mayik L'Meimah. So I'm pointing out that even by Kaddish B'Katzma, they did live together.
Right.
Answer is, that doesn't bother the Gemara.
Why?
I just explained, because it's a byproduct, it's not direct.
But the point of it is that he did something that Reach HaNus. I mean, I can't explain it.
Again, but the Gemara doesn't say what you want it to say. I'm translating what the Gemara does say. I always say, people, you can write a letter to Rabbi and Ravashi, why didn't you write what I wanted? But the bottom line is, I have to do what the Gemara says. The Gemara's not bothered by your case. I'm pointing that out.
Whatever two people live together for a number of years, whatever it is, consider them married.
The
Machlokes. One side of the Machlokes says that they have to announce that they're going to have a Tashmish together and for the sake of marriage, or not.
Again, if you're doing it the right way, if they're not allowed to live together without Kedushin, they have to tell Adam, we are now getting married.
Wrong way.
That becomes the whole Shiloh. This is the Machlokes from Meish and Rav Henkin. If you have a reform marriage with no kosher witnesses, and they live together like husband and wife, is she an Eishes Ish? Rav Henkin says yes, Rav Eishes says not. And I'm Kamina, the kid of Mamzer or not a Mamzer, if she didn't get a good get and then married somebody else. This is the major machlokes from Henkin and Rav Eishes.
She had somebody else.
What? She lived with a man for 5 years. Then she got divorced from him and married a second man. She never got a get from the first husband. Rav Moshe says she was never married to the first husband. There were no kosher witnesses. I had a fascinating story with this. I don't know if I ever said it over here. I got a call from a lady in South Haven, Michigan, and she said to me, Rabbi first said I should call you. I never got a get. Did I say it over here? I did. Okay, so it's not necessary to repeat it again. Okay. What? I first said I should call you because I never got a get from my husband. And he said I should call you if I can get remarried or not. I said, I'll call you back. I call Rabbi first and I said, can you please explain to me, like, why are you calling me? Like, hello. So he says, very simple. Ramesha writes she's not married. So therefore, she can get married without a get. So I said, so why didn't you tell her that? So he said, because Ramesha writes in the tshuva, it's only for a woman that's going to keep tires of mishpacha. But for a woman that's not going to keep tires of mishpacha, sheta doesn't apply. So since this woman is not going to keep tires of mishpacha, she doesn't want to pask him. So I said, so why'd you send it to me? Like, hello, like, you know, why me? So he said, because I wanted you to call Rav David Feinstein. And he would be matter. I can't call Rav David Feinstein, because I know Rav Eich did said it's not good. But he'll say it's okay. And then you can tell her, Rav David Feinstein said she can get married. So I pick up a phone, and I call the pay phone in MTJ. Because that's how you got a hold of Rav David Feinstein, you call the pay phone. I called the pay phone, he came to the phone. I asked the Shilas, he said, my father said they're not married. So I said, Rashiva, your father said only she's going to keep tires of Mishpacha. So he said, my father meant that she's not keeping tires of Mishpacha, she's not going to ask the Shilas. So I said, Rashiva, but that's not what the Tshuva said. He said, that's what the Tshuva meant. So I said, so I can tell her she can get married? She says, yes, she can. So I called the lady up, and I say, write down that Rabbi David Feinstein told me that Rabbi M. Moshe Feinstein would permit you to get married. Which is exactly where Rabbi first wanted to happen. So he set me up. Just
wanted you didn't ask her if she plans to keep tires of Mishpacha.
What? She wasn't keeping tires of Mishpacha. She was Machal Shabbos. She wasn't a frum lady.
She
doesn't want to have the kids that are Mamzerim either, you know what I mean? Women are very afraid of that. Even Friar women don't want, you know. Well, they know it. She knew enough to ask the question. She didn't, again, I'm just telling you the story that happened. It's a kasha of maisha now. Anyway, she never got married. At least, since I see her in the summer, she never got married. So. The bottom line is, and another Rav told me, how could you rely on her maisha? Rav Henkin says it's us. I said, listen, I called him, never finds it. He passed him. And I said, well, he passed him, that's all.
they still call the phone. Oh,
now he's not alive, so I don't know what happens now, but in the Saif Yamov, he had a phone in the office, yes.
Who's
I have no idea. I don't know. Zuck Rashi, Tenech the Kaddish Bekasper. Ikulamehim, Avkinu the Kadushin began to defraim, Vamru the Heavy Moslem, Ephraim Atana. They said the money should be a present to Memela Paku. They turned the Kedushin into a present. He said that in his Kedushin. Kaddish Babiya, the Kaimalan, the Kedushin, Mechayikach Ish Isho Bolo, the Isim is Kaddish, it's not Babiya, that a woman can be married through Bia. Mayav Katik Lameima Babiya. How do they remove it? Shavu Rabbana Lahi Bila Freya, they get Zabilis Nus. The Avku Shem Kedushin Mina. They took away the Kedushin. Aye, how can they do that? Zakrashi. The Yashtam Kayak Lakach. He did it according to their laws. I'm an akedat by Yisrael. This is my pshat in the Gemara that I made up, Rashi said. This is the way I understand the Gemara. Now, Rashi now is going to say a different pshat. From my Rebbeim, I heard a whole different pshat. And he's going to bring his Rebbeim pshat. And he's going to say he has many problems with his Rabbeim Shat. I am now on the first wide line of Rashi. So he's going to bring his Rabbeim Shat in the Gemara, and he's going to dispute it. Rabbi Sikibalti, Kol Mekadosh Rabbi Rabbanon Mekadosh, the Kedushay Kesef Drabbanon. Because the whole marriage through money, his Rebbeim said, is rabbinic in nature, not biblical. Like Sim Behedja, it's never written the Farish in the Torah that you can marry a woman with money. Elagamina kicha kicha misay Ephraim. It's learned that with Xeri Shava. So therefore it only has the power, this is what Rashi's Rebbeim said, as a rabbinic marriage. So rabbinic marriages can be removed with rabbinic law of Afkinu Rabbanan L'Kedusha Minei. But can I just finish the Rashi? V'hainu d'kaparach, t'inich d'kadosh v'kasva, kadosh v'biya d'chsiv v'hedja. Biya is written explicitly, right? D'chsiv ki yikach ish isho bala, ma yikil ha-meimer. Heich yok lulaka d'avim en ha-taira. How can they come and uproot a marriage that's biblical? U'mishani, and the Gemara answers, shavyu rabbanan l'blas ebilis nus. Not in this case. Shakol mekadosh v'biya. This was never a good kedushin. Rashi's Rebbeim learned it's not that they now retroactively removed the kedushin. They said anybody that's mekadosh v'biya, it's not a good kedushin. We invalidate any kedusha biya. Because Amra has some Rav Mangan Amand the kadosh v'biya. We should pitzusa. Rav used to give malchus to people that are mekadosh v'biya. So Rashi's Rebbeim learned that anybody that's Mekadosh Rabbiya, Rabbanah say you're not married. We said Kedas Maish of Yisroel, and therefore you're not married. The Havamina was, they removed rabbinic Kedusha. How did they remove a biblical Kedusha? The answer is, they removed every Kedusha Biya. That's how Rashi's Rebbeim learned. Dr. Rashi, Chuvah's Kasha, yes, beloved. There's very difficult questions on this. Number one, Chazad Xerah Shavah Gupatairahi. Learning out something with Xerah Shavah is biblical. Not rabbinic kedusha kesef. It's learned out from Xeri Shava. There are many averas that get skila learned out with Xeri Shava. How can you give a guy skila based on Xeri Shava if Xeri Shava is only rabbinic? The nice is shubakaris Xeri Shava lamadnu. Somebody eats the leftover of a carbon past its time. It's chayiv karis. Only learned out from Xeri Shava. It's rabbinic according to the Rashi's Rebbeim. V'nara maras and neregis v'kedusha kesef. And the halacha is, a woman that had kedusha kesef, we kill her if she's mezana. That's what he means, it's rabbinic kedusha. How can we kill someone for rabbinic kedusha? She never had consummated the marriage. V'idrabona mimiktala. V'oid, v'mashani shavi rabbona l'blas t'bilis nos. What's the answer? They turned every kedusha being t'bilis nos. According to the Rashi's Rebbeim, they can't remove biblical things. So how all of a sudden did they remove this biblical thing? And the whole question was, we can only remove rabbinic, not biblical. And the answer is, yes, we are removing biblical. Well, if you're removing biblical, so what do you need this whole shtickle tyrant for? The Chiyam and Rav Mangan Amand the Mekadosh Rabbiya, when we said Rav gave Malkus, Kedusha Mi Lebatli, he didn't say it's not a biblical Kedusha. And for the Gemara, Dr. Rashi, therefore I dispute my Rebbeim. Eloha v'ha deraisa. Money is deraisa, bia is deraisa. V'ha the isvid rabbana kayach levato. Why can they remove any kedushin? Shemeshas kedushin tala b'daitam. He makes the kedushin dependent on their agreement. L'kadish kedash in higu chachamim b'yisrael. So Rashi doesn't like his Rebbeim's shot. His Rebbeim say Kesef is rabbinic. He's got multiple problems with that. Yes? That's why I intend to wait till Rashi has
finished. I always thought of that as being from the time Moshe Rabbeinu. Does Moshe Yisrael mean that the Chachamim were attacking something?
That's what Moshe Yisrael means, like the way Moshe and Yisrael wanted to do it, which is according to the Rabbanan.
Happened what?
No, at any time, but Rabbanan put it in.
So Yisrael's referring to Rabbanan later.
Right. So now you can answer the question. So why can't the rabbis today make a takana? It should be Kedas Maish of Yisrael.
I don't know.
This was a major tumult back in the 1960s and 70s. There was a rabbi, I'll leave his name out, who wanted to matter all the igunos. He said, from now on, Kedusha should be done Kedas Maish of Yisrael, and we should institute the Kedas Maish of Yisrael is if he doesn't leave his wife waiting for a get. But anybody that makes his wife miserable for not getting a get will remove the Kedusha. And Rabbi Yosef Bar Soloveitchik wrote a tshuva blasting him that we don't have such powers. We're not rabbis that are chachamim that can put things into the thing.
They only have a little time to sorrow as well.
I don't know what point to that. But definitely not after the times of the Tanoim and Amaroim.
Whatever happened.
Not even Amaroim, but the Tanoim. Well, I'm not sure.
Why isn't Rashi talking about Shtar?
True, interesting. According to Rashi's Rebbeim.
Right.
I don't know.
Also, you mean to tell me, is that fair to that Rashi took his Rebbeim and took it apart, and he didn't give the Rebbeim a chance to answer?
Well, maybe they weren't around when he took them apart. Maybe they had
I
died.
Say, I will say this. When you were reading the Rashi, like, questions that Rashi brought up, anyone that has
have
a brain would have asked.
Well, obviously Rashi's Rebbeim were not, we would say, Katla Kanyas. They weren't like nothing. They probably had an answer to every one of Rashi's questions. But Rashi doesn't bring what they said, and I don't know if Rashi heard them say.
But the average person who looks at this is putting the Rebbeim like, you might have that, they must have had a bad hair day.
Chas v'shalom, these are Rashi's Rebbeim.
No, I'm saying a regular person, not like
these
us.
These are people that can do kriyas hamitzvah. You know what I mean?
No,
these
I'm
are,
saying, you can't, like, don't do that to a person. You give them a chance to
say something. I think you should write Rashi a letter and ask him why he didn't give his Rebbeim a chance to respond.
You know answers to that?
There are many answers on Rashi's
Rebbeim. Oh, you
bet? I don't know what they are, but they're smart. There's constantly, so all these people answer Rashi's Rebbeim.
I'm asking.
No, I don't know the answer. Except there's a Rambam that says also the Kedusha Kesef is Medivrei Seifrim. Now the question is, what does the Rambam mean? It's one type of Xer Shava. So again, a lot of Tyra on that.
Today,
Better not, but we frown on that. But he's, according to Rashi, according to everybody besides Rashi's Rebbeim, he's Mukadeshes. Again, the Reb Henkin Svara that their husband and wife is based on the fact that people aren't Mizana long term. That's what it's based on. They're not Mizana long term. Automatically, they want to be husband and wife. So the question is, what is the Kedusha? Where are the Edom of the Kedusha? These are all technicalities. Rav Henkin has a long tshuva. Rav Meitzer has a long tshuva. That's why they disagreed. I mean, they didn't make it up. It was based on halacha.
Talking about prior people that are
long? People that are not from. They're living together. No, they had a judge. They even had a rabbi, and her brothers were the Edom. Happens all the time. In the case of this lady, her two brothers were the Edom. They were the witnesses to the ceremony. Happens all the time. That's one of the svaras he uses. There's many problems. First of all, that they want to be married. Second of all, where is the Kenyan? Where to hate him? That is, he has a whole long tshuva. That's why he wrote a tshuva.
Kabas is okay, right? Kabas?
That's what we do Kedusha with now.
Because most people, even if the prior year, no tshuva, no bel tshuva.
Tshuva is nothing.
They have a kabas, I would guess.
Again, there's no Edom is the problem.
You have to have the Edom for
the Kedusha is not chal without Edom. A man and a woman go alone in a room and he gives her tabas. He says, Harapu Kadesh is Lee. And they both walk out and say, we got married. They're not married. Kedusha needs two Edom to witness it to become a Kedusha. Two kosher Edom. Her brother and his brother aren't good Edom.
And where does that come from that they have to have Edom?
From the Tyro.
We're
going to learn it. Not in Gittin, in Kedusha. Well, you need Gittin to aid him too, if not, it's not a get.
That I know.
For the same reason. Ain't Dabar Shabab and Pachas Mishnaya. Learn it out from Xavier Shabbat, Dabar, Dabar, Mimab. It's the Gemara brings in Drasha. Everybody has that wonderful Shabbat.